Today we read from chapter 9 of the book of Ezekiel. And Ezekiel writes, "In my vision, the Lord said, go through the city, through Jerusalem, and put a mark on the foreheads of those who sigh and groan over all the abominations that are committed in it. To the others, he said in my hearing, pass through the city after him and kill. I shall not spare, and you shall show no pity. But do not touch anyone with a mark on their forehead." Then the glory of the Lord went out from the threshold of the house. This is one of those passages in Scripture that can leave us feeling very uncomfortable. In the full reading, it seems that God is encouraging the killing of little children, as well as those who have willfully worshipped images of snakes and defiled the temple. The reading tells us that the glory of the Lord is leaving the temple altogether. Jerusalem has turned from God, and God appears to be turning from Jerusalem. The tragic fact is that where adults in power behave badly, it's actually rarely them that suffer the full consequences of their actions and words. More often, it's the innocent and the vulnerable who are most profoundly affected. The vision may indicate that God is directing operations and trying to spare those who share his grief at the corruption in the city, but facing those who commit or condone the atrocities with the consequences of their actions. So pause for thought. How much do passages like this one bother you? And more generally, why do the innocent suffer for the actions of corrupt rulers? Spend time today thinking about places where people seem to have been abandoned by God, where the innocent suffer and no one seems to come to their help.